Hey everyone, how you doing? Hope you're well. It's Tuesday, isn't it? It's the, I don't even know what date it is. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So, hope you're well. It is, I don't even know what the lockdown day is either. I've literally just switched record on and kind of not giving any thought to what I'm going to talk about or anything. So, kind of off the cuff, big time. I've got my coffee though, so that's the most important thing. And you will, of course, notice that I'm in T-shirt, and that's not because I've been in the log cabin for a duration of time. It is because the weather outside is really, really nice. We've kind of got a 3-day spell of temperatures where they creep up into double digits. So I think I mentioned that on a video a couple of days ago, and that's awesome. It's like I kind of sit back and think, yes. This is the day I've been dreaming of since winter started 2 weeks ago. That's kind of how short our winters are. But it's what I find with the weather here, and it's a terribly English thing, isn't it, to discuss weather. What I find about the weather down here in the basin of France. Now that sounds awful, doesn't it? Down at the bottom of France. Is that it's extremes. Okay, imagine a joystick controller that you push to the extremes of north, south, east and west. That's kind of like what the weather is like here. It's either too hot or it's too cold or it's too windy or it's too much rain. And you know, you can see that in the news reports. You know, it's like, you know, like the snowfall that's happened. And I mentioned that when I did the quad bike video, where I was talking about it's the most snowfall that I've seen since we've been here. The only thing I can think about on my other channel, I did a video where I had to repair the fencing around the pool, and there's a wind that just suddenly appears out of nowhere and just destroys everything in its path. That's normal. We tend to have that Mistral, which lasts, it lasts like 3, 6, or 9 days in a row. And, it's generally quite strong. It's like 50-60 kilometer an hour winds, which are annoying to say the least, because when it's hot, and well, it can be annoying, and it can also be a good thing, because in the height of summer, when you get that Mistral coming through, it cools the air down. But when it's springtime and it's windy, you just get all the soil is baked up and it just sends the dust everywhere, and it's kind of really annoying. And of course you get the rains that come, they just flood everywhere because the ground is baked so hard, it just floods out everywhere. But we're all right, because we're on the top of a hill. And it's where we live is kind of, it's in a valley. And the village is like a boulder inside. If you imagine, like, it's kind of weird. That you've got the valley and then you've got this kind of hill that's inside the valley. And you know, where we live, it kind of translates into the rock in the hole. So it's kind of odd, and we're at the top of that. And that was one of the things we learnt when we, after our first place in France, is don't have a house at the bottom of a hill, because you're going to get flooded. And so we're at the top, and basically everything just runs downhill and floods out all the bottom of the villages. Cool. So I did get something right. So the weather's kind of extreme, but today it kind of feels like that joystick controller is kind of just resting in the middle. It's really nice out there. I've been sat out there in a t-shirt, and trousers, of course. And the sun is out. It's a little bit cloudy, but it's all right. It's so nice. It's like, yeah, me and Mr. Z were sat out there enjoying a nice cup of English tea. And yeah, it was just really nice. It's like, yes, at last, get those sun rays. That was nice. So where are we now? It's like COVID is, they're talking about tougher restrictions, aren't they, in the UK? The eerie thing is, it's weird here in France, because the news outlets just aren't kind of talking about the coronavirus at all. It's like, it's this eerie silence. They do the daily death rate. I think the infection rate is something like 25,000, and the death rate's something like 350 a day, something like that. But they seem to think the curfews are working. And I don't know, you know, I'm not an expert on this sort of stuff, but this is what I was saying in a previous video, is curfews are irrelevant. Like, for places like where we live, because you don't see any bugger after 6 o'clock anyway, so, or let alone 8 o'clock. So it's kind of irrelevant. It's, you know, even it's only in summertime you see people really kind of out after those times, because it's the tourists generally will be out. But for locals, you don't see them out literally after 6 o'clock. They're like ghost towns. And the reason for that is it's the culture. You know, the culture is still switch the bloody telly off, get your family round a table, and, you know, evening meal at whatever time, 7 o'clock, is family time, where you would sit and talk about your day. And that is still very much a thing here. And it's something that I really enjoy doing, is having the family there and talking, you know, without the background noise of a TV, etc., and having a good old laugh and all the rest of it. And that is the culture. It's kind of weird, because, like, you know, say for example in the UK we'd have a, I don't know, like a packet of digestive biscuits. Well, you know, here in France that would be classed as what they call a goûter, which is basically the school kids come home from school, they want a snack before dinner. Dinner's not going to be till like 7 or 7:30. So they have a snack, which would typically be a biscuit or two. That's it. It's like, you know, it's probably the equivalent of us going to school with a club chocolate bar in our lunch boxes or whatever when we was at school. That's how it is here in France. It's like they have a snack at 4 o'clock, i.e. the kids do, and then you've got the evening meal. Of course, as it progresses towards summer, then you start to have aperos in around 7 o'clock, and then you have like eat around 8 o'clock. But yeah, the culture is just different in that respect. But I did come across, so I was talking about COVID. They are, it's this eerie silence. I don't know. Well, it's weird because we have, I say weird, it's like France has detected this new variant down in Marseille. They had 21 cases in Marseille. And I'd be thinking, hang on a minute, surely the sensible thing is like to, you're ahead of that curve already. You know it's going to explode in terms of infection rates. So why not just lock everything down now and just, you know, try and contain it? I don't know. It's weird. But something that is different here in France to the UK is that I didn't realise till yesterday that the guys and girls in the UK don't have to wear their masks out in public or in supermarkets or anywhere like that. We do. And that's always been a thing here in France that... you know, if you go into like a town centre, there's big signs everywhere saying the masks are, you know, obligatory, that you have to wear them. If you go into any kind of stores, you have to wear masks. You know, that has always been a thing. So that is different. And there's sanitizers everywhere and all the rest of it. So yeah, that is different. I don't know if it makes any difference, but there we go. It's all good. I can't remember what I was going to discuss today, but I saw two comments from yesterday's video, which is this. I was talking about trading education sector, and I've never been, a big fan of that sector for various reasons. It's a bit like I'm not a fan of social media, and that's not because I believe social media is bad. I'm a true believer in the fact that social media merely amplifies your own... if you like, your own chinks in your armor. So for example, I know mentally I can't have multiple streams of information coming in at me at the same time, whether that's messages or people updating statuses or whatever. I get social media. I think in the right hands it's a fantastic thing, but I think that message has long disappeared. And I think it is responsible for so much mental health problems in the world today. But only because most of the time it's an amplification of our own insecurities or our own shortcomings or whatever. I think it just amplifies it, negatively. So it's, you know, it's just one of those things. And like the training education sector, you know, it's, I don't know, it's like Jeff says, you know, 8 to 10 points, I think most people, certainly most watching this video, would settle for. And say, if I can get a consistent 8 to 10 points a day, I'm home and dry. But as many people realise is that it's not that easy. You know, you get some plonker comes on a camera like me and says, get, you know, look, click here and do this and do that, and voila, there it is, you know, bang, see you later, I'm out of here. But that's what gets tends to get forgotten, is that I've been doing this for, nearly, certainly, like, it's like 15, 16 years I've been doing this. So that's like, a long time I've been doing this. But what I've also done is taken experience from other areas, and certainly my own psychological profile assists in the overall package. And that then ties in what Wayne was saying in yesterday's video in the comments, that what he realized was that actually it's him. It's, you can have the theory, but actually it's you. It's you as the individual that makes the difference. And that's what I was alluding to when I was saying, with all this training education, my role really is to boot that information up into the air, and then for you as the end user to collect the various things that really kind of assist you in your psychological profile. Yeah, and I often talk about this in previous videos. We have different risk profiles, we have different stress thresholds, we have different pressures going on around us, we have different dynamics of the household. We have, everything is completely different. And that is, actually, and the one true constant might be, the trade setups. Right, okay, when market does this and this, you do this. And if it goes to here, you do this. And if it goes to there, you do that. That's, it's almost like that's the only constant. The variables is you as an individual. You might walk down into your man cave, be in an absolute horrific mood, and gone, fuck it, I ain't trading, right, fucking, and you click the mouse button, you don't give a shit about, where the market's at, or what it's doing, or, how many points you lose, you just don't care. It's like, pfft. And then afterwards, when you calm down, you go, oh, what an idiot, what have I done that for? And that's what typically happens with a lot of people. It's, it's like, when I say, if you take two losses for the day, bin it, get out of there, it's just, get out of there. But how many people, how many people watching this can safely say that they've been caught in a range-bound market, but they've continually kept clicking that button in the hope that they catch the breakout, and then like 2 hours later, their account is just absolutely like blown apart because they just didn't go, okay, right, I need to just stop. And sounds easy in theory, doesn't it? The practice is so much more different and difficult, because that's the market's job. It's job. I talk about this red dust bomb in front of you. It's like puff bomb where, poosh, we want to take your money. It's like, I say we, not me, but the markets want you to lose your discipline, your patience. They want it to go out the window so that they can then draw you in and say, right, I'm taking all that. And it's your role as a trader to safeguard yourself against that. And that's why, when you come to your trade station in the morning or the afternoon or the evening, whenever that is, you've got to be absolutely robust in your head. You've got to have that kind of like, no, I know exactly what my job here is today. I know what my task is. I know what I've got to wait for. And if it's not there, I'm walking away. And you'll quite often hear me talk about, if within 10, 15 minutes, I generally make a judgment call of like, this really isn't sitting well for me. I know I've got at least another hour before anything happens. So therefore, that's it. I'm walking away from there. I'm switching off from trade zone. And I'm going to go and do something else. And then I'll come back in an hour, plug myself back in. Right, okay, what are we looking at? And so you just kind of get out of that environment to safeguard yourself against making those kind of silly errors. And it's such a difficult thing to do, especially if you've only got a very, very short amount of time in your day. You might work during the day, come home in the evening. You've had your dinner or your tea, whatever you call it, depending on which part of the country you're from. And then you sit down at the charts, you go, right, between 7 and 9, I'm in there. And then the market's like flatlining and you're like, or there's a piece of news which, sends the market 200 points in one direction and then flatlines it. And you're like, oh, yeah, seriously, great. All those things make those 8 to 10 points just insanely more difficult. This concept of like, 10 points a day. And this is why I say you get someone like me that comes along and goes, yeah, it's a doddle, is it? It's not a doddle. It's just that people are infinitely more experienced at doing that. It's just about building that experience. You know, making sure you make notes, making sure you're... I'd say the key message from this video is just make sure you approach your charts in... make sure this is in gear. I think that's the most important key, because if it's not, you're screwed. You might get lucky. You might get lucky twice, three times, four times, but it's only going to take one range in market to wipe you out. It's as simple as that. I think most people know where I'm coming from on that. It is what it is. But it's interesting that, when you talk about like trading education, I don't watch trading videos whatsoever. I've got no interest in, half the flannel that's spouted out there. And why would I anyway? Because I do my own stuff and always have done. But when I kind of logged into my, my upload center, what do they call it? Creator Studio, to upload yesterday's video. Unfortunately, because the channel is predominantly trading, it flashes up, like a recommended list. And then there was this thing like some dude had lost like $100,000. And it's, big, I lost 100. And I thought, you're fucking talking bullshit, you dickhead. It's like, because no sane trader in their right mind would lose $100,000. So, instantly, I don't even have to watch that video to know he's just talking shit. Because it's like, that just tells me that you're not disciplined. Or it just means that he's got more money than sense. And he's trading at $5,000 a point or something daft. And he's made like $200,000 on his next trade. And you just think, fucking hell. Seriously, the titles of some videos out there. And it's like, I don't even want to go down that rabbit hole because it starts winding me up. But there we go. It is what it is, isn't it? As I said, my role really is, the trading videos are going to be continuing, especially as I take the account from base level back up. And it's just, making sure that this is focused and kind of, moving forward and doing the right things. And there's going to be days, I promise you, there are going to be days where it's just not going to be there. It's just not going to be happening. And there are days that you need to remind yourself to walk away and just do something more productive. And it doesn't matter what that is, okay? It could just be sitting there staring out of a window. If that's more productive than, being a dick on the charts, then so be it. It's like, that could be more productive for your mental stability at the end of the day. So it is, it's a funny old game, as old Jimmy Greaves used to say, isn't it? Although I don't think he was into spread betting or anything like that. So yeah, that's all in all. This is going to be probably my final week of having a rest. I'm kind of already starting to tune myself back into trading. And just kind of like, where the year's going to go, etc. So it's the trading type videos will start to resume very, very soon. Which is going to be awesome. And the last thing is, I've just realized that I'm creating the cardinal sin of video making. And I won't call it filmmaking because that's disrespectful to those people that genuinely do make films. I've got a light source directly behind me, which is potentially a big no-no in the world of doing videos. So apologies if that kind of distracts, and I don't know whether it does or not. Anyway, we're all learning, aren't we? We're all still learning in our various genres and kind of developing as humans and all the rest of it. Cool. Anyway, that's it for me. I'm going to finish my coffee. I'm out of it. Have a fantastic day and I'll see you soon. Take care.